Hello and welcome to the Tavern Chat cast. It isn't just Tavern Chat on a Tank Horse Tavern YouTube channel or on the Tavern Chat podcast stream. It's also Talking Crit. It's Dungeons, Dragons, and Discourse, Iron Rations, which is and of course Gamers Health, me, and additional co-hosts. But the days I don't have live streams, I do these individual daily casts. So today, I wanted to thank especially the new influx of subscribers to the YouTube channel. I was hoping to hit 400 subscribers by the end of April. And today is, of course, if I look at my watch, notification pops up. Today is April 29th. One more day left in April. Yesterday, we surpassed 400 subscribers on YouTube and picked up, I think, 14 subs. Well, today we added another 10. We're at 422 subscribers. Now, to put that into a perspective for you, at the beginning of this year, we were at 214. So we've nearly doubled our subscribers over the last 4 months. I'd love to see us double it again over the next 4 months. I think that would be great. But my next milestone that we're looking to hit is going to be 500. 500 subscribers to the YouTube channel. We'd love to get that by North Texas RPG Con, which is the first week of June. So you figure we got just over a month to do so. If and when we do so, that makes sense. I'll be gifting $500 in drive-through RPG Now gift certificates to people. Will announce the live stream that we're going to do it. It'll be a Wednesday night Talking Crit live stream with myself, Bad Mike, one or more special guests probably. And we're going to celebrate. And I'm going to give back the money that really is the community's money. Why do I do that? Because, again, I'm not paying bills with the money that comes through drive-through RPG or Humble Bundle or Amazon. This isn't what I need to make ends meet. So I like to use it for things such as matches on GoFundMes for people with medical bills that are in our hobby, and other fundraisers. And to give away at the holidays or give away for a celebration like this. I just think it's maybe you're not a God-fearing person. Not everybody is. I happen to be, but I think it's good karma. The universe gives you, and you give back to the universe. You do good deeds, and I like to think of that as a good deed. And hey, you know, if you get a $50 RPG Now gift or drive-through RPG Now doesn't exist anymore, drive-through RPG gift certificate. Well, guess what? As a free gift you can buy yourself, right? Or treat a loved one or any of that stuff. So it's good and expands the hobby. I really think it's a great thing. Next Wednesday, the first Wednesday of June, Bad Mike and I are going to be joined by Jason Braun, the artist, the North Texas RPG Con special guest. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Jason's a little crazy, but not in the Jeff Talanian serious, but I could kick your ass way, right? By the way, Jeff did a great interview. If you haven't seen it yet, it's going to be in yesterday's stream, or if you listen to the podcast, it's going to be going up on today when I record this, which means if you're hearing this, it was yesterday. April 29th. A lot of great inside information, inside baseball as to what the process was when he was working with Gary on the Castle Zagging process and what happened with that. And I found that, I mean, I've known Jeff for years and I didn't know a lot of this stuff. So I thought it was really good and a lot of fun. And you know, Jeff's announcement about the Astonishing Swordsman of Swords was a Hyperborea 3rd edition surprised both Mike and I. we were not privy to such information prior. And Jeff did say that he thought about mentioning it to us before the podcast, before the recording of the vidcast. And he was like, yeah, I'll surprise him. So, Jeff, you did a great job. You certainly did surprise me. You surprised the live audience. That was great. Just so folks know, I've offered to, Jeff's going to put together a fax. And the fax is going to explain the differences between second edition Astonishing Swordsman and Sorcerer's Hyperborea and the third edition of the game, which is going to be probably just called Hyperborea. And he's going to put together a fax that lists the differences. So if you're somebody who's on the fence about whether or not you want to pick up the third edition, maybe you own second edition, maybe you, like me, own first and second edition. I'm going to still get third. I'm psyched for it. But some of you out there, I know I've already, people have messaged me, and they're like, I'm happy with second edition. I suspect, again, no inside baseball in this one for me, but I suspect that Jeff is not going to do anything with the compatibility between second and third, because you don't want to make your old adventures incompatible, right? You don't want to do a Pathfinder 1 and 2 type of deal. So I suspect the compatibility will still be there. But when we get the facts, we'll know. The facts will be shared at TenCardsTavern.com when it is released. So I will appraise, and I will let you know when the Kickstarter kicks. And helicopter flying over the house. Don't know if the speakers are picking it, the microphone's picking it up, but my ears certainly picked it up. Jeez. What else? Torchlight. That's design that I published that covers Swords and Wizardry and Swords and Wizardry Light. Jeff Jones did a great job doing the layout. It looks smart. We're around 28, 30 pages. It has gone to proofreading and editing. It should be out, I'm going to guess, first half of May. And again, I will announce it when it comes out. That's a fun project. Again, the monies that are raised for something like that, that don't go to the other creators, the monies that go to me, generally speaking, go back to the OSR community, the Tank Arts Tavern community. So I appreciate you all being along for this ride. This ride would be very lonesome if it wasn't for the rest of you. And there's at least 422 of you that have subscribed to this channel. It might be more by the time I finish recording this. It's been very active the last 2 days. That's probably because of Jeff. Can't be because of myself and Bad Mike. You probably want somebody with a lot less body fat and a BMI that was closer to, like, I don't know, 10 as opposed to like 30 plus. Just saying. But again, thank you. And thank you to listeners to the podcast. You all have been steady for the last 3 years. I got to double check because I'm pretty sure we're coming up real closely to the third anniversary of the Tavern Chat podcast. Without the podcast, there would be no vidcast. The podcast led to the vidcast. The two are right now pretty much one. And the audiences at both are why I do this. So really, I thank you all. As we get more subscribers, as we start getting better placed in the algorithm, you know what, we'll probably just get more often we'll get better special guests for our live streams. I love the fact that people were able to ask Jeff live questions in the live stream. That is awesome. So again, this is why we do it. Okay. I can't speak for Jeff. Jeff probably at this point is able to make a living off this process. For Mike and I, no. Okay. We get to share our time with you. And for us, that is where the payout is. So again, thank you all. Thanks to all the recent subscribers. Thanks to all the long-term subscribers. If you haven't subscribed yet, give it a thought. Come on, it's just as easy as clicking the subscribe button. It really does help. All right. Like I said, 500 by North Texas would be awesome. 1,000 before the end of the year. And hey, for the gaming industry, that's kind of like hitting big time. All right. On that note, folks, New York City has announced it's getting closer to opening. I mean, opening up fully. I guess Sunday or Monday. Monday, May 3rd. Bars will now have no food requirement. And I believe you can belly up to the bar, which you can't right now. You have to sit at a table. So you'll have to put out the bar stools again. It's going to be like real life. And New York City, according to Mayor de Blasio, will be fully open come July 1st. But I don't know if fully open means what he thinks it means, but we'll definitely be closer to being more like normality than we have been for the last, I don't know, year and a third, a year and a quarter. Folks, again, we're still in the midst of the world of COVID. Please use your common sense to keep yourself, your family, your friends, your loved ones healthy and safe. You can't help others if you yourself are not healthy, right? Be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice. And I know somebody out there hates this. Knock on wood. I will be back again tomorrow with Glenn Hellstrom. We're going to be doing Dungeons, Dragons, and Discourse. I'm sure we're going to be talking about a certain Jeff Goldstein, some actor who might have been in like Jurassic Park and Independence Day, I believe, perhaps. Right? And also in the Thor movie. I think he had some minor roles. No, nothing big. He'll be doing a role in a D&D podcast of all things. Can't mean anything, right? Just throw it out there. So tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, live stream on this very channel. All right, folks. Catch you manana.